just to recap or possibly even elaborate a little bit on this filter experience of Blake roasted by Hasbin. On the light side, I know I keep repeating myself, but my eyes even have to get used to that kind of color to think that one can put it through an espresso machine. Anyway, back to the filter experience. I have used 91.5 degrees water when I poured in a very gentle, lovely and loving circular movement over my grinds. And, well, what came out is actually also, just when I describe the color, it's actually a beautiful golden hue. And coming back to the taste, I always like to let that brewed coffee come down to about a temperature in the 50s, mid to late 50s C. So I can usually start at about 59, 58, but the best for me is 55. It just sits very smoothly on the palate. And there's no danger of scalding your tongue, which obviously is where you want to really taste. That's where your taste buds are. So it is a nice coffee. It is still, yes, grapefruity, but in a filter coffee, that is to be accepted far, I would say, far better and than it is actually for an espresso that you might want to add milk to, because that just doesn't work. So I'm taking another sip because I'm actually enjoying this. It's the perfect temperature now, and I'm having another sip. It's clean. It's very clean. It's enjoyable. It's kind of more like a fruit drink, you know, like a warmer fruit juice. Not so sweet, like a, you know, nothing plastered with sugar or anything. And of course, you know me by now. I never add sugar to any coffee. That would be a sacrilege. And it is lovely. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I think I will just have this as a filter coffee. And what I'll do, I'll try it maybe in the AeroPress, maybe even in the siphon. Just have fun with that bean. But keep clear of the R58 with it.